It's Beat. It is Sunday. You are listening to the Sunday Grill, of course, and we are festival heavy. It's all hotting up because hopefully the weather is hotting up as well. And this isn't a festival that we're going to talk about now, but a restival. It is Restival returning to Mount Congreve for 2026 on the Saturday and the Sunday of the Maybank holiday next weekend. It's set across 70 acres of planted gardens and woodlands. If you know Mount Congreve, you'll know that. And Restival is a 2-day garden-led programme of movement, mindfulness, and food experiences. There's lots going on if you're looking for a reset, including a Sunday event with Louise Ryan from Sunfleck, who shares nature-based practices designed to bring calm, light and balance into daily life. And Louise joins me this morning. You're very welcome, Louise.
Thanks very much for having me.
I had a look at your website, which is lovely. Explain what you're doing, because in one sense it looks like a beautiful plants, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a strange old shop that I've created. I suppose the idea was to try and combine, you know, how we feel with nature. And I hadn't really been to a shop like that before. So I said I'd give it a go and create one myself. So like you said, it literally is like a jungle of houseplants with other products dotted throughout it. And the whole idea is that people come in, it's kind of a sensory experience as well as a shopping experience. So I suppose it really is like retail therapy in the most literal sense.
And are you you're based in Dungarvan, are you?
I am. I'm in the square of Dungarvan now, right next to Bank of Ireland.
Oh, lovely. Okay. What do people say when they come in? What do they expect? Or say you have a new customer, why do they wander in?
I suppose I always find people are kind of drawn in for a certain reason. It's either that they might read that the window says anxiety, or they might be interested in plants and they see a few in the window.
Okay.
But I think they're never really know what to expect when they come in the door. It's always kind of shock initially. And what I love is I always hear people like breathing out a big sigh,
which means
that I've done something right, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really sweet. I suppose people have different reactions to the shop because it does feel quite different when you walk in versus another shop. But also I think it's probably like sensory overwhelm in a good way. And also just, I think, you know, the surprise of like seeing so many different types of houseplants in really good condition as well is probably something that people aren't used to, you know. But it's just lovely to see, number one, kind of, you know, all the different feedback that I get, like whether people feel like more relaxed or they learn something new, and two, how long people spend in there as well. You know, it's just so nice to see kind of people walking around and taking their time and reading all the signs and kind of maybe just learning something and kind of feeling like they should, you know, make time for themselves as well.
And there's other stuff apart from plants, you said.
There is. So I kind of do, I suppose the idea was to collect, you know, a nice creation of products or a collection of products that I suppose will help people slow down or find a certain ritual in your day that will help you to relax. So the first thing I kind of targeted was people's sense of smell, because it's been scientifically proven to be one of the best things to change your mood, boost your mood. So that's kind of the first thing that will hit people, is like beautiful, like non-toxic, natural smells. Most of them are created especially for the shop. And I also encourage people to smell everything and find something that suits you. But there's lots of other different things, like, you know, natural skincare, crystals. Some people are very tactile. I have little indoor water features, which is something you don't see very often either, because a lot of people love the sound of running water, as well as, you know, like a book section, and things like herbal teas and cacao is something that I sell a lot of as well, as like an alternative to caffeine. So I suppose it kind of depends what the person comes in with. So a lot of people just come in looking for maybe a certain plant for a certain spot, but many people come in with, you know, just like struggling a bit with sleep, or they just love to maybe get a new smell for their home.
Okay, so it can be very, very deep, or you're just looking for a nice plant.
Literally, yeah. Okay. A lot of the time it's people coming in just looking for a nice gift.
Okay, so you're at Restival on the Maybank holiday on the Sunday, and Restival, it prides itself on well-being, that it's not just an abstract concept, that it's something that's grounded in landscape and food and shared experience. Would you agree with that? Would that be your ethos as well?
Absolutely. And I think that's why myself and Mount Congreve have always been kind of quite tightly linked, because we just see the importance of nature in people's lives. And I do think maybe the words like wellness and well-being have become kind of glossed over. I think we're so used to hearing them that we kind of maybe don't really understand like what that means. And I think Restival is a really good way of providing you all the different ways that, you know, you can look after yourself. You know, we kind of think wellness and well-being as sitting cross-legged on the floor taking deep breaths, but that doesn't suit everybody. You know, if you don't, if you're not someone that likes to sit still, then you could do a movement class or Pilates or, you know, but I just think it's lovely way of trying new things to find what works for you. And maybe just learning something new, like, you know, picking up a new hobby, or even finding someone new to follow that you could, you know, learn something from. So I think it's a really good collection of between talks and classes that it would suit any kind of person, do you know?
And what will you be doing on the day? What will people learn from you on the Sunday?
So I called it this year. So I did one last year as well, which was a great success. And this year I wanted to do something slightly different. It's a talk and I called it Repot and Reset.
Okay.
So last year I kind of mainly focused on the science of houseplants and well-being. But this year we're going to talk more about using plant care as a self-care ritual. So, you know, most of us are quite like tactile. Like we like to look at plants, touch plants. But I think maybe finding ways in the day that using your plant care could help you slow down. It's a little bit of mindfulness. You're also creating a calm environment, whether it's in your home or your workspace. And then I'm going to finish the talk with repotting, because I think that is probably one of the things that most people are nervous about when it comes to houseplants. And it's quite like a tactile and textural thing. So it's something that I'll be speaking through. We'll talk about the benefits of it, but I'll also talk about like tips and tricks and advice on how to keep your houseplants alive, which is something that most people in Ireland are kind of struggling with. So it'll be kind of a mixture of both. And I always find that my talks kind of, they kind of move in the direction of what the audience needs as well. So a lot of it kind of interactive question and answer. And I'm really happy with that. I think it's nice to see where people are stuck and what information they need.
Brilliant stuff. And where is that then on Mount Congreve on the Sunday?
So I'm going to be, I think I'm in the Ambrose room.
Okay,
I can double check, but I'm usually indoors. In and around one of the talk rooms. Yes.
Okay,
yeah, indoors. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just so much going on, from hiking talks to positivity. Yeah. What are you looking forward to on the weekend?
I definitely love yoga, because I just think it's a nice like slow thing to do. But there's also forest bathing by Mark Rowe, which is going to be brilliant. He's a big speaker. And then Gillian is actually a friend of mine. She's a burnout coach and she's absolutely brilliant. She is really good at speaking about stress. Then there's going to be different talks on gardening as well, because even though I love houseplants, like they're my passion, but I also love to learn about outdoors and outdoor gardening, especially when it comes to, you know, weeds being perceived as something different than weeds. So I think that's going to be a brilliant talk as well.
Okay, brilliant stuff.
And a sleep hygiene talk as well.
Oh yeah, we love to talk about sleep. Great. Okay, yeah. There's so much going on. And all over Mount Congreve, in the rooms, on the garden. Probably the best place to go is mountcongreve.com. And you'll find tickets there as well and see what Restival is all about. And as we said, it's next weekend, the Maybank holiday. That is the Saturday and Sunday of the Maybank holiday, and so much going on for the whole day. So you would plan it like a festival. And then if people want to see you, Louise, you're on the Sunday at Mount Congreve in Restival. But people want to check you out as well. Probably Sunfleck on Instagram is probably the best place to go, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Sunfleck.Ireland. I make lots of different videos about different things there. I'm also running a giveaway at the moment, and there's plenty of other giveaways to do with Mount Congreve. So if you keep an eye on the socials connected, you might be able to win tickets.
Good stuff. Well, that's great. If you have a look at that at Sunfleck.Ireland, that is Louise, and she will be at Restival next weekend on the Sunday, but it runs the Saturday and the Sunday in Mount Congreve outside Waterford City. Louise, thanks a million and best of luck.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for having me.